had a friend of mine, John, that recently family member had a fall. And evidently there was more going on than just a fall, which usually is when they're elderly. There's more going on.
That's the first thing you see.
2 months later, still in a rehab center.
Oh, no.
And I told him, I said, well, here's what you do. Here's who you need to call. You call Caregivers by Whole Care. And they're bringing him home today, which is really cool. But they're going to have round-the-clock care for him at home. They've got a setup to do that. And they called my friends over at Caregivers by Whole Care, Elizabeth Moss, who is on the show with us right now.
Ah!
Elizabeth?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter and John.
Do you know what a treat it was to be able – there was not even a moment's hesitation. It was like 615-298-9201. Call them. You know, and it's such a treat to be able to and a comfort to be able to put somebody's scared hands into your competent hands. And for those of you who don't know, Caregivers by Whole Care, Care Advocates by Whole Care, they've been sponsoring the show from day one, and they have been, you're celebrating your 20th year now in Nashville.
Yes, sir.
20
what a
years,
journey and how rewarding it's been.
Now, this was your vision. You know, you're a nurse, and you saw this, and you put to action. Tell us a little bit of the story behind Caregivers by Whole Care, and then we'll talk about what's new and what's coming up.
Well, I am a nurse, and I was working as a charge nurse in one of the local health care centers and on the assisted living unit. And I realized that the model of care there was an opportunity to provide a more holistic model of care, meaning to engage the residents, to provide more activities, and to stimulate them, which creates purpose for people. When we're doing things we're passionate about and we enjoy and we're stimulated and engaged, then we feel we have purpose. So I realized that what I could do is one-on-one nursing care privately, and so that's what I did. And that, in turn, turned into my business. Families continued to come to me, and then the social worker referred families to me. So that's how it all evolved 20 years ago, and here we are. We have 120 caregivers on staff. They are employees, and we are not... they're not contractors, they are employees, and we're not sitters. We are much more than sitters, which is the accepted industry term. We're active, engaging, and stimulating caregivers so that people get their needs and their wants met.
Well,
so that sort of catches us up.
The way I look at what you guys do is you're basically, for whatever time that I book you all or hire one of your folks to come over, because I do trust you all with my life. I trust you with my wife, and you have been taking care of Gracie. And but you're there to replace me. That's what you do.
And hopefully even a little bit different, because variety
and even better.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure they're a little bit higher standard.
Yeah, we saw where that was going real quick here. I walked right into that one.
Well, I didn't know. You know, a husband is a husband is a friend. And a professional caregiver can be a friend as well. However, it is a different relationship. You know, it's interesting that families tell us, have told us for a long time and continue to tell us that the person we're caring for tells us things they don't tell their family for whatever reason. If they're a veteran, then they may not feel comfortable telling some of those stories. I don't know, for whatever reason, it happens. And so it is more of it's a different relationship. It is a professional relationship, but it's different than a family member.
Yeah, because we talk about this a lot, that it's we encourage people to go to counseling and things like that, and they should be talking with their pastor about things, but there is something that a professional offers that is not available in a lot of other scenarios.
Well, and I understand
For each tool, for each job, there's a tool, and that's
But the frame I was thinking of is that, you know, I'm not a sitter for my wife, so therefore I'm not going to hire somebody to come over and sit.
and, I get you.
Yeah. Now I had to give a little explanation.
Well, quit making sense,
and most caregivers aren't. I mean, you know, I could bring home the bacon fried up in the pan and never let you forget I'm a man. I mean, I could do all those things, and I need somebody to do that while I'm not there, but also to engage with Gracie that she can trust and that I can trust that can care for her with her special needs. And one of the things I like about you guys is that you have tiered services. I mean, whatever we need, whether it's the kind of things that revolve a little bit lesser engagement or lesser impact stuff versus all the way up to skilled care. You guys can do it all.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of that, mismanagement of medication is one of the top three reasons people are admitted to the emergency room. And so that's a service that we provide. We provide technology or a manual system, just depending on what the family needs. But a nurse comes and sets that system up and oversees the medications and communicates with the physician about those medications. So keeps it, you know, where everybody's on the same page, all physicians, all medications. So that's one of the things that we can provide on the skilled, you know, higher level of care. We also have level three caregivers that provide a higher skill level. So sitters don't provide, you know, the higher skill level services. And, you know, this weekend we have a client that I went over and helped, and he has a new colostomy bag. And so that's a very foreign object for any individual. And so they needed nurses to see after that and help transition his wife and he both into caring for that, because this will be a long-term situation. And so, granted, everybody doesn't need the nurses, but now our level three caregivers can help care for that.
Well, that's what I've noticed with our situation, Elizabeth, is that, for example, I needed somebody. Gracie is, you know, high energy engagement. I mean, she's not just sitting there and just kind of, you know, being still, whatever. Once she's up, she wants to engage in life intensely. And she needs somebody who can keep up with her. And we had to find that right person, and you guys helped us do that, that can do that, that engages with her as fast as she wants to be engaged. You know, she just happens to have a broken body, you know, and that's it. And so you got to...
Her mind is still active.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so she's in pain all the time, but she is engaged in life. I mean, she's singing, and she's in the studio doing stuff, and she goes on her walks and all that kind of stuff. So I need somebody that can do that, and you guys have helped me do that, and it's been a great thing for us. Let me ask you a couple questions as we look forward. Let's talk about transportation issues, which is a big issue.
It is a big issue. I think it's the number one needed service of seniors. It's an early service, obviously. We need transportation before we need care. And so we saw that need, and we have filled that need. And we have vehicles, one that's just a vehicle that any mobile person can get in and out of. And we also have a van that's a wheelchair-accessible van. It can fit two wheelchairs, so we can transport multiple people at the same time within wheelchairs. So we have started that service earlier this year, and it is taking off. We are partnering with communities to help their residents get to where they need to go. We are partnering with Alive Hospice or hospices in general to take their patients where they need to go. And again, it's just getting to the grocery store or just being able to get. One of the things when my business started, a woman said to me, "I just want a new tube of lipstick." I was like, "I can take you to get a new tube of lipstick." It's those little things that provide quality of life that people are unable to do anymore for themselves, and they just need a little bit of help. So that's where transportation kicks in. Even though our caregivers have been providing transportation, this is transportation-only services. You can have a caregiver as well, and so a caregiver can escort someone into the vehicle, into the doctor's office, wait with them, and come back out and get them home. Or somebody, if you don't need a caregiver to escort you somewhere, a driver can come pick you up and drop you off. So it's the most minimal service that we can provide, and then we provide the highest level of service,
level three care. Even though it's a minimal service, it is not a minimal service, because let me tell you something. Your loved one driving in Nashville traffic with any kind of impairment or age or whatever that you – that's
or if they're just fine.
I mean, if you get in Nashville traffic, you're taking
– more and more difficult.
I think I'm
going to
have
us.
You guys come drive me around. You know, when I was back down in South Carolina last week, I thought about starting my own, you know, drive share program, and I was going to get a tractor, just call it Goober. But
No. I'm sorry. You've run
right,
foul
well,
of
look,
the sensors.
Good idea, Peter.
I know. I have a lot of those. But I want to ask you real quick before we get into, we have to go to the break. Tell me about technology and some of the things that as you look forward now, you've got 20 years under your belt. You've been doing this. You're not just a fly by night thing. Whereas a lot of these people are just emerging everywhere, and people are so desperate that they will just say, okay, well, here's a company that's doing this. Well, that doesn't mean they've got any experience. That doesn't mean they've worked out all the metrics of this thing. You guys have put in the time. You know it. And you got 20 years on your belt. Now you're also incorporating all kinds of things with the transportation, whatever. Tell me about technology in this in the few seconds we got here.
The technology is growing, as everyone knows. Technology is everywhere in every aspect of our lives, and this is no different. Personal emergency response systems have been around for quite some time, which is a reactive system. That's not to say there's not a good place still for those, and we do recommend those still. However, there is a higher level of technology that's sensors and more observational, and so it doesn't require, it's passive, and it doesn't require a person to push a button to execute a response. It can be reminders with lights and sounds and various pieces of things in place. It's obviously comprehensive. And so it's unique to each person's needs. But again, it's a passive system that we can do an assessment and put the separate pieces in place that person needs. So if you want your house to be smart, this is a way to do that without going in debt or investing thousands of dollars. It's a monitoring system, but you can put that into your home, whether you own your home or rent your home. And you don't have to build it in.
And you guys have people that can advise on that. I mean, it's not like you have to have...
Absolutely.
You know, as a customer, I don't have to come to you with a knowledge base of all these things. I just... We talk about the needs, and then you guys bring all this wonderful inventory of things that we can pick and choose from of what we can do.
Yes, and that's what we do best, is that we look at one individual situation, and we find all the pieces that need a solution. And we come up with the solution, whether it's transportation, technology, caregiving, medication, care management, whatever it is, we can provide the solution for that. And so the technology is up and coming. It's actually an early service as well. I'm thinking about installing the door lock keypad on my home so I don't have to get my keys out anymore to get in the house.
I've been doing that now for almost 2 years at ours, and it makes all the difference because I can lock my house, turn on the alarm or whatever it is from my phone anywhere in the world, and sometimes I'm overseas. And that way, because Gracie doesn't have to get in a wheelchair to go and let somebody in or whatever, I can do that if they call me. And those are wonderful tools that we have. Listen, you guys, this is Elizabeth Moss from Caregivers by Whole Care. Let me give you their number. It's 615-298-9201, 24/7. They will get with you 24/7. Elizabeth, what's the website?
CaregiversByWholeCare.com.
CaregiversByWholeCare.com. Look, it's too hard to do this by yourself. Don't even try to think about doing it by yourself. This is 31 years of experience telling you don't do this by yourself. That's why Elizabeth and her team are with this show. That's why I love them. They take care of my wife. I trust them with my life. I trust them with my wife. And you can trust them as well. 615-298-9201. Elizabeth, thank you so much for taking the time on a Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, Peter.
We'll see you soon.
Good afternoon. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is what we're about here, helping caregivers make better decisions, healthier decisions. Healthy caregivers make better caregivers. Let's do it together. Don't go away. We got more to come.